This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Radio, and KLTC 1460. I'm Scott Hannon. I'm near the water. I'm loving life. Devil's Lake is our location today. We're doing a talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer, who is here darn near every Friday taking your questions on anything. There's not a United States senator that does that anywhere. There wasn't a House member that did that until he did it. It was pretty amazing. Just, you know, anything. There's some concern you want to bring to talk to the senator about, bring it on. I mean, obviously, a lot of our conversation ends up sort of reflecting the news cycle, and that's great. We love talking about whatever, but, I mean, it can literally be anything that there needs to be some attention given to a particular issue or whatever. That's what he's here for, so... Two ways to participate in the program. That's the usual ways we do in the talk radio town hall. If you call us, you text us, you email us, okay? But today, you also can come to Dunn Brothers Coffee, and they have breakfast, and they have lunch, and they have coffee, and they have espresso, and it's fabulous. In fact, Teresa Oatman is the manager here, and she is a wonderful, wonderful woman, just a sweetheart. I know her and her husband, Malcolm, who are the proprietors of Hometown Pie. You might have seen them at a Pride of Dakota event or festivals. They do a lot of the farmer's market, Grand Forks this weekend, for instance. I've never had a better pie. It's just unbelievable. You get the crust and you get the topping crumbs, and oh, it's just fabulous. Strawberry rhubarb is my all-time favorite, but they have peach and they have country caramel apple, and they, you know, a lot of the fruit pies, the triple berry. Oh, they're all so fantastic. I could just go on and on. I know that someday the Hometown Pie thing is going to be world famous and comes from beautiful Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We're going to talk a little fishing. Can't come up to Devil's Lake without talking fishing. Jay Breckheimer will join us from Bry's Guide Service to tell us where the fish are biting. And so I'll look forward to that. And, of course, Senator Cramer next hour for the entire hour. We do have a few tickets left for Rolock. That's the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. It's kind of the big Upper Midwest Steam Threshers Reunion. I don't know of any that rival it in the Upper Midwest. I think there's one in Michigan. Some people talk about being close. But anyway, we have tickets for that. We'll be broadcasting from there as well. And how you get those, anybody can do this, and I love it when I get these. I honestly, it makes my week. If you text us and just show us what you're doing while you're listening. You know, it could be a selfie, it could be, shout out the cab, beautiful scenery, just doing whatever you're doing. I mean, it's phenomenal. We get folks from the oil field, we get folks from the coal mines, we get folks from farms, we get everything. And it's really cool. I mean, housewives, and how about the lady last week, was a cleaning lady, and she had a Trump bumper sticker on her vacuum. See, I mean, that made my week. You can't beat that. So send those in. And the best photo of the week will get a very special prize. And also, anybody that would like tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, with your picture that you send in, I'll give you the number in a second, with the photo you send in, include your name and your address. Okay, that's the only way I can send you tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. And it's next month, so we want to get those out all next week. They're all going to go out next week. And in plenty of time for the big show. But today's the last day we'll be giving those away on the air because we've had an overwhelming effect. I think we're going to end up at like 500 tickets that we've given away for it. So that's pretty incredible. And I appreciate all those texts. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 is the text to the number to text me, okay, with those. All right, great. I can't get this out of my mind. I don't know why. But can you imagine if you're a Democrat and you're one of the Democratic Trump haters, okay? I think there's reasonable Democrats in this part of the world. I really do. I think there's also some very radical Democrats that sort of follow the Bernie Sanders wing, and I think they're the loudest. You hear from them the worst. And by the way, they've destroyed the careers of normal Democrats. They've destroyed it, okay? Heidi Heitkamp was constantly walking that tightrope. She wanted to claim to be bipartisan and work with other people. Anytime she did, they're screaming and hollering and going, it's a food fight of all food fights, and nobody talks about it. You know, they find one so-called Republican that doesn't like Trump, and Anthony Scaramucci's the latest, and who was that congressman before him? By the way, Scaramucci never voted for President Trump. Didn't vote for him. Voted for Obama. He's no Trump fan. He's a publicity-seeking whack job is what he is. But anyway, my point is this. These Democrats pound away the president every single day. And I just have this vision of them sitting down at their television set and turning it on and saying, okay, the president's in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's kind of a swing state. It could go red. It could go blue. There's a lot of Democrats in Boston, New England. They're gonna come in. This should be pretty interesting, I think. And what do they see? They see a sea of red. Make America Great Again hats. They see Trump faithful. You know what they see, folks? They see me. They see you. They see all of us. The same. It's the same. It's the same folks that just see somebody there, not perfect, not ideal in every sense, not living the exact same life we'd live, but someone that gets us, someone that isn't afraid to fight for us. And they're losing their mind. They can't believe it. I mean, it's demoralizing. We got to focus more on what we believe in and bringing more people to what we believe is common sense than fighting them. I don't care about Omar in Minnesota. I don't. She's a nothing. She's a nothing. She's on her way to being, used up her 15 minutes of fame, done, former member of Congress that's going to go in a real narrow, just hate-filled area. You know, same with, help me with her name from Michigan, the one that wanted to go to Israel.
Tlaib.
Yeah, Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib.
Now, here's my theory on that whole thing about them wanting to go to Israel. Okay, just let me give you my quick 10 cents on this. Maybe it'll take a quarter. Okay, they say they want to go. Do you think they know they're going to have some difficulty getting approved to go in? Of course they do, right? And do you think they think Trump will weigh in? Of course they do. They're trying to play him. And guess what? He took the bait. He took the bait, which I wouldn't have done if I were him. But he takes the bait, right? And he lets it be known that he let Israel know that they shouldn't come in, right? And Israel wrestles with it, and then, I mean, they're put in a terrible spot. All this is public, and they finally say, no, you can't. You just can't come in. By the way, all the reasons were dead on, spot on, 100% perfect. I mean, they called it Palestine, not Israel. They were trying to inflame things. It would have been dangerous. Nothing wrong with it at all. Then, what's her name again? Tlaib, the one from Michigan?
Yeah, Tlaib.
She says, Tlaib says, oh, my grandmother is there. I want to go see my grandmother. Grandmother, grandfather, I forget. And she's ailing and she's 90 years old. That's why I want to go. And I promise I won't protest. I want to go. They say, okay, you can come in. Come on, come see your grandma. In other words, and the Democrats were using this. Trump won't let her go when she wants to see her grandma. No, she wants to get in the news. No, she wants to incite violence. No, she hates Israel and she's proven it time and time again. But no, she hates her grandma. So they say, fine, you can come in. Now do you know what she just said minutes ago? No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. I'm not going. She will not go to Israel after the country initially rejected her request for a visit, then reversed course. She's not going.
What about Grandma, though, in the visit?
I know. Grandma just got thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Okay.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren
Grandma's
wants a beer.
Going to get a beer.
I want a beer, too, after that. I mean, you can't make that up. Folks, you can't make that up. You cannot make it up. These people are, this is why you have the crowds you have at the Trump events. It's us. We see someone fighting for us. We appreciate that. So I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do have some clips of Donald Trump in New Hampshire. The lowest decibel reading on the applause and the highest decibel reading came when the president was discussing gun control. So we're going to play you that clip. And he also had some advice for the crowd about, whether or not you ought to vote for him and what that would mean if you don't. And, as with everything with Trump, he's having some fun. He has a great sense of humor, but there's a nugget of truth in it. And that was certainly the case there as well. So We're going to play those two cuts for you and talk about anything else you want to talk about. If there's something going on, you know, we don't have much summer left, and I've sort of in this melancholy mode right now because, you know, got a daughter going back to college, and just, you know, it just feels like, darn, summer just flew by, right? And yet there's still a lot of summer left. It's all an attitude. So if there's something going on that celebrates summer where you are, let us know about it today. We got a call about Vining, Minnesota. Earlier has Watermelon Day tomorrow. They had that third Saturday in August since the beginning of time, I think. So that's kind of neat that that's happening. We're going to talk a little fishing in Devil's Lake here a little later on, but we'll talk about whatever else. I just wanted to let you know if there is something going on, maybe needs a little publicity, want to get the word out about it, well, you know, we're happy to do it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to roll out the decibel meter on the Trump event in New Hampshire last night and see if you agree with my analysis of the decibel meter. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, we're in Devil's Lake, Dunn Brothers Coffee today along Highway 2 with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you by MyPillow. Best deals ever right now, including the body pillow for $29.99 at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear me talk about Piper's Auctions, real estate, land management, great equipment auctions. In fact, talk to folks that have had a Piper's equipment auction. They'll tell you they get more than anybody. They have a secret sauce, I call it. And they track this very closely, and they have found ways to get more money for machinery than anybody else is getting. So you want them for sure. Also had a great online system now for the bidding as well. But I usually talk about the auctions that are coming up, and there's many good ones that you can find at Pipers.com. You can also call 877-700-4099, and they'll send you one. But what I want to talk about today is the team. I mean, Kevin Pfeiffer, Steve Link, Bob Pfeiffer, there's Jim Savvy, there's Dave Keller, there's Dwight Hofflin. I could go on for Andy Mernick, we can't forget. I could go on and on and on about the team. They're amazing. Alan Butts out in Bismarck does a fantastic job, you know, and there's Lindsey Brown in Mayville, and Larry O'Callaghan in Moorhead, and Ken Schneider in Linton, and Nick Johnson, the equipment manager, fantastic. Just a fantastic team. They really do. Amazing work. Pipers.com. Put them to work for you. Let's take a couple calls, Kevin. Then I want to have the first Trump cut ready to go here. But Dan in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Dan. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be on. Say, I called up one day and asked a question of Telly Armstrong, and I got a very lawyerly answer, which is to say no answer at all. And the question is about the apparent slush fund that has existed for covering the sexual peccadilloes of politicians in Washington. That's something that's been out there. I believe it's true. Have heard nothing in the way of anybody looking into it, finding out how to recover that money, who was involved. And I'm not going to give up on this until we get some answers. Anything on that?
I'm trying to remember that. Senator Cramer will be here next hour, so we can certainly pass that question along and see if we can get an answer. I remember coming up. I don't remember exactly how Kelly answered, but I thought he, you know.
Well, he didn't answer it. He hemmed and hawed, and he gave a lawyer the answer, which is, like I said, no answer at all. He dismissed the question. It's out there, and you know he didn't answer it. What I want to know is, who's going to hold these people accountable for this? This is completely unacceptable. And we talk about the deep state and the attack on the presidency and all that is real. I understand that, but we've got people in our own party, unfortunately, conservatives, I think, that are wrapped up in this. And for some reason, Scott, they're covering this up, and even our own representatives from North Dakota are covering this up. I asked the question. You were moderating that day, or you were the host, and he gave absolutely no answer to the question.
Well, I won't concede that he didn't give an answer. I remember it enough to know that he was saying, walk through the issue. I don't think it was no answer, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, no answer is to say, you know, bye, see you later. But you're saying, I mean, I just don't remember what he answered, but just tell me exactly the question. Okay, but give it to me in one line. Are we, the dollar amount is a big deal. And I'll type an email to Kelly's staff as you're telling me this. And
are you familiar with the issue, Scott?
Yes, absolutely. I remember it, too. And I remember at the time saying, yeah, you're right. I mean, they talked about getting to the bottom of it. We never got there, though. But you're absolutely right.
Exactly. So why aren't we getting to the bottom of it?
I don't know. But give me your question very succinctly, and I'll get you an answer. I promise you that.
Well, you know what the question is. The question is that there has been a slush fund funded by taxpayer dollars that had been used to pay off the victims of sexual peccadilloes by politicians in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and it was when you say it was a very lawyerly answer, his answer had to do with the fact that Kelly's a lawyer, so he's gonna give you a lawyer's answer, and there, you know, the defense of it is it mitigates what otherwise would have been there for members of Congress, but it needed way more sunshine. It was ridiculous. But I thought there was a number. Do you remember the number, the total dollar number?
Oh, I have no idea what it is, because it's been completely, nobody's reporting on it. Nobody's following up on it.
No, you're right. I wouldn't stop on it, Dan, and I'll certainly do my best to get you an answer. If we get you today with Senator Cramer, we will. The tough part, thanks so much. Appreciate it. The tough part is,
bye-bye.
You bet. Daniel, for some reason, I'm not able to go to Mark at Fargo here, and it won't. Have me drop Dan in Bismarck, so you might have to do that. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, Dan, appreciate the call, and I understand your frustration and want to get to the bottom of it. I think of every issue on the plate of every member of Congress from North Dakota, you got to say there's 1,000 balls in the air, and you got to pick your priorities. So I don't think anybody's ignoring it, doesn't think it's a big deal, just a matter of priorities and things that impact North Dakotans. But it is tax dollars. You're right there. Daniel, can you do this for me, sir? Or Kev, one of the two of you. My stack is not stacking here, so I need to go to line two. I don't know why he's doing that, but
I got you. Mark, you're on. Go ahead.
Mark, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah. How are you all doing this morning? Listen, I've got an idea for Senator Cramer I think he might like. It's a way to wipe out the IRS where we wouldn't even need the IRS at all. Do you want to hear it?
Well, I'd rather you hear it. You say it for Senator Cramer. So I'm going to put you on hold, and let's have you call back during the talk radio town hall with Senator Cramer. It'll help relay
sure.
that. Let me. Okay, do that. Just 1 hour from right now.
Okay,
call
sure.
in, and we'll get you in. Next hour is when Senator Cramer is here taking your calls, questions, and comments on the talk radio town hall. Let's see who's next. We want to talk about, well, boy, this thing is being weird. I hate technology.
Got Rocky in New Salem.
Thank you. Rocky in New Salem. Go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to address the issue of some people, some of our Congress people not getting into Israel. I went there a number of years ago on a tour, and I get a news update live weekly from them now. And they've been talking for several weeks now when the Democrats announced they were going to go as a group to Israel. They have laws over there for their country that allow them to keep people out of the country who are openly anti-Semitic or promote BDS. And they've been talking about this for some time before it blew up in the news the last couple of days. So when the president said, you know, don't let them in, he just gave them permission to enforce their laws. It isn't something random that just happened at the last minute. That's how they operate over there.
Interesting. Why do you think now she's saying, well, I want to go see my grandmother, then they say, okay, come in, and then she says no? What's going on there?
They ride herd on people really close over there. I don't think she was going to get the chance to run around like she thought she would, and that doesn't play into her plan.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Good stuff. Appreciate
anyway, I just wanted to share that that is their national law.
No, I appreciate the insight and the analysis. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
Bye.
Take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get to that Trump cut, I promise. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit fishing and anything else on your mind. I did get a text with a 13th annual Gathering of Airplane tribute. Gathering of Airplanes. 13th annual Gathering of Airplanes. This one's a tribute to Jerry Beck. Saturday, August 31st, 10 a.m. to 2, Battle Lake Airport, which is I love that airport. I've been there. You come out to the airport, enjoy the vintage and modern aircraft, and join in for good food, great friends, loads of family fun. There's a $5 raffle. Lunch is available. So that's Saturday, August 31st. Get that one on your calendar. Battle Lake, Minnesota, 10 to 2. Been to that airport. Yes, I have. Thank you, Cindy Schreiber-Beck and Tommy Kenville for the wonderful tour of that airport. Brought to you today by Go Wireline. Dickinson, Williston locations. You call, they go. Simple as that. And a great place to work. Check out GoWireline.com/careers. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Perinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, this U.S. Democratic Congresswoman was talking tough after being told she would not be allowed to enter Israel as planned on Sunday.
I'm going to continue to fight back demand that they provide access for me and any of my colleagues to come.
Now, in recent hours, Israeli officials have reversed course and said they will allow the Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib to enter Israel and visit her grandmother and others in the West Bank. Tlaib had been banned from Israel because of her support of boycotting the Jewish state over its policies. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is to sign an executive order shortly to introduce about two dozen initiatives to reduce gun violence, he says. He was going to do it yesterday, but postponed it after six cops were shot in Philadelphia the night before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind is what I'm trying to say. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Incredible deal going on right now at MyPillow, where they have taken up to 50% off everything they sell. This is a give back. This is basically Michael Lindell saying, you know what? We have had such great support from the listeners of What's on Your Mind. We want to reward them with something nice. So we're going to give them their choice, whatever they want. Now, I'll give you an example. The body pillow. Normally $89.99, if you go right now, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, you get it for $29.99. So normally $89.99 for $29.99. I didn't just make that up. That's the real deal at MyPillow. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. We're going to talk fishing in just a second here, but I've been promising this. I want to play this for you and see if you agree with me. The low decibel meter and the high decibel meter from last night came talking about gun control. Roll that clip, Kev. Listen.
We're going to have to give major consideration to building new facilities for those in need. We have to do it. And at the same time, we will be taking mentally deranged and dangerous people off of the streets so we won't have to worry so much about that. People have to remember, however, that there is a mental illness problem that has to be dealt with. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
All right, that went on and on and on and on. You heard about literally 10% of the applause after that. It's not the gun. It's the mentally deranged person. Prior to that, there was tepid response to the fact that we're going to look at background checks. We're going to look at those as well. It's a little bit different than I heard it because the news folks always cut it up a little bit. It wasn't the full clip. But the point is this. The president knows loud and clear where people are at on this issue. And while the Washington way, the swamp way, is to say gun control's the fix because it gets them what they want. Do they want to take our guns? It's a show for another day, but it's hard to believe the way they talk they don't. So something that Kamala Harris said yesterday just, you know, give you chills how these people think. And again, I think we have to recognize there's people that were not at that rally last night that Donald Trump needs to have vote for him. So what I'm hoping for is some pragmatism in this sense. Educate people on the issue. Take it front and center. Don't go to the usual things. And what the president just did there is, it's not the gun. Well, that clicks. That's fantastic. You know, what I would say is, any death is a tragedy. Any death is a tragedy. And if I go down my favorite list, I'm going to go down a list that looks like this. About a thousand deaths every day occur from medical malpractice. Something happens, you know, in the operating room or whatever. Isn't that amazing? That's a huge number. Well, if it's a life we're concerned about, somebody has to do something. Wouldn't we start with that number? And I could go down the list. Auto accidents are like 200. Let's stop that. I don't want any auto accidents, do you? Let's take it on. So, you know, let's go down the list, but let's start with the big numbers. If you truly want to save lives, but if you want to attempt to save lives while taking guns, might be a whole different ball of works there. Anyway, we're going to talk about all this today as we go throughout the program on What's on Your Mind. Right now, talking fishing. Talking fishing. I'm not a big fisherman. I fished a lot when I was a little bugger with my grandpa, and he would catch a lot of bullheads. But I tell you what, I know this much, that Devil's Lake competes with Sakakawea for the fishing spot in North Dakota, and depending on who you talk to, either one is world-class. Jay Breckheimer knows a little bit about that. He's a fishing guide at Bry's Guide Service. Jay, how you doing?
How you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. How are they biting?
Well, right now I am netting. I just netted an 18-inch walleye just now.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, we've got seven fish in the cooler so far today. They're all between 15 and 19 inches. We threw back a 21 today and a few 13s. So... yeah, it's really good. It's spectacular up here on Devil's Lake.
Man, alive. What is the best eating for a walleye? What size do you want them at?
We like to try and keep them between 14 and 19 inches. You know, we try to throw back those 20 inches and keep those for breeding. And then 13 inches, you know, 12 inches, we like to let them grow up a little bit. And there's lots of them. We got lots of up and comers here in the lake.
What's the best kept secret about Devil's Lake?
There's not many secrets left anymore. Devil's Lake is a world renowned fishery. You know, it's with Lake of the Woods and Sakakawea and Oahe. We're all the best. Fishing license sales has over doubled in the last 3 years in North Dakota. And so there's not much of a secret anymore. People are coming to fish here.
And do you see that on the lake? I mean, are they coming there?
Oh yeah. They're here. Yeah, we see, you know, Graham's Island, any given weekend, there could be upwards towards 300 boat trailers sitting there in the parking lot. But, you know, when you're fishing the lake, you don't see all those people. You know, the lake is vast. You know, we're covering 250,000 acres and there's lots of room to fish out here, and there's lots of fish to be had.
And if somebody, you know, I'm in this category. I have, great memories of fishing with my grandfather, right? I get it. I loved it. I had a great time. And now, you know, you married kids, you get busy, just, you know, and it's one of those, you know, things that just sort of goes away. But if you want to just sort of dab your toe in that water again, probably best just to hire a guide and go out and have a great time, right?
Well, yeah, you know, if you're not familiar with the lake, it's great to have one of us guys take you out. We're Bride's Guide Service here. We got six full-time guys that can take any number of people out, big groups, small groups. Thing with Devil's Lake is, you know, it's came up a lot in the last 25 years. You know, everybody knows that. And there's a lot of things that a person can hit. If you just come exploring with your own boat and you don't have the right software for your electronics, you can take a lower unit out pretty easily. So to get to know the lake, even if you do have your own boat, it helps to have a guide out here on Devil's Lake. We know where the fish are, we know where the structure is, and we kind of know how not to run into things you don't want to run into.
Hey, do you do this for a living? Is this your livelihood, Jay?
This is all I do. I was I was a master plumber, Scott, for a living, and I was a fishing guide part-time since 2003. And then about 5 years ago, I realized that people like to pay for what they want, not for what they need. Nobody ever wanted to have to pay the plumber. Everybody likes to go fishing.
I'm going to remember that next time I pay the plumber. Hey, ladies, you're going to have to wait. I'm going fishing.
Right.
Well, that's got to be, you got to feel like you're living the dream doing that.
You know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of hours. I'm up at 4:30 every morning. Sometimes my head doesn't hit the pillow till 11 o'clock at night. But it's worth it. I enjoy people. You know, you really got to enjoy the people to enjoy the job. And that's what I love. That's what I love the most. It's just enjoyable to take people out fishing in North Dakota here in winter and summer. And I just love the work. So
are you doing it, all year long? Do you a big ice fisherman too?
Yeah, we run here at Bryce Guide Service. We got 8 snow bears now that we run. And I did 108 days on the ice last winter. Had 8 days off from between Thanksgiving and April. And yeah, we're busy. So that's all I do all year. I get a month off in the spring and a month off in the fall. And then the honeydew list gets awfully long. So it takes a long time to get that done.
I know all but all of those. Yeah, that probably takes you a month each, twice a year. Yeah. So how about ice fishing versus, open water fishing? What's better?
Well, when in summertime, right now we're trolling at a mile an hour going down the lake. And in the wintertime, you troll 8 inches at a time, You can't cover as much water as fast. But wintertime is mostly perch fishing. The perch bite better in the wintertime. And a lot of people come for the perch, and we do pretty well with the perch. There's a lot of perch in this lake. Devil's Lake hatches out between 12 and 14 million perch a year. And they live to be 5 to 7 years old, and then they spawn for the last time and die. So it's a real renewable resource. So we got a lot of perch in here, and they're fun to catch. And that's what we do in the wintertime. Summertime, it's more keyed towards the walleyes. We got a lot of northern pike here, too, earlier in the year. Not uncommon to boat 200 northern pike if you're going after them, and early June, late May. And now it's not uncommon. We could boat 50, 60 walleyes in a day.
We got a lot of good fishermen in our audience, obviously. I'm curious what you would suggest for them. You're a pro. You're out there as a fishing guide. For the pro fishermen, what's some of your best advice?
Okay, my best advice right now for Devil's Lake, get on top of some structure and jig. Troll spinners, don't get too terribly deep right now. We do have a lot of deep fish, but what happens when we're catching those fish over 25 feet deep is they die. And there's a lot of those 11, 12, 13 inches deep right now. And we're trying to stay away from those because we don't want to kill those small fish. So we're getting, under 25 feet trying to fish. Jigging structure, trolling on top of sunken roads. It's all good. And if you're not comfortable with it, hire us. We'll take you out. We'll get you on the fish.
Well, that's the best advice I heard right there. And I'm gonna do just that one of these days. I get my, oldest and get him out there and make some memories. So be kind of fun.
Yeah. Sounds great.
It does. Well, tell us how we get a hold of you, by the way, Bryce.
All right. You can go to BryceGuideService.com. Just go right there. We've got lodging. We've got the Fish Rehab Lodge. And we'll work you in anytime. We're booking winter trips right now, and that's filling up fast. We run all those snow bears. That's the way to go. That's the most comfortable way to fish out there on the ice. Get a hold of Mark on the website, and you can book right there.
RyceGuideService.com. Jay Breckenheimer. Ask for Jay. Say you want Jay. Hook me up with Jay. You get those good tips. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you soon.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet. Take care. Good talking to you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We are in Devil's Lake today for the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Overwhelming urge to want to go fishing now. Anybody else have that? I want Jay to be my guide.
Bring it on. Let's do that.
what a great story. I love North Dakota. What's not to love? I mean, world-class fishing, great hunting, great people. Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean that whether I'm looking at a wheat field in western North Dakota, cornfield, or whether I'm looking at the Badlands in western North Dakota, it's a great place to live. It really is. I'm not being corny, folks. I believe that in every fiber of my being, and I love doing what I do. I'm like him on the plumber thing. See, I've got the version of his fishing guide job here. It's just fantastic. What's that?
We got to hook up with Jay this winter and do the show live from the ice.
Now you're talking.
Just saying.
Now you're talking. Yep. Put that on the bucket list. We got to do that for sure. And we'll have a grand old time. For sure, I can hardly wait. Should be fantastic. All right, let's get to some calls here. 800-228-0550. And who is... Yeah, let me go to Timmy in Fargo. Get the clip ready, though, of Trump talking about you got to vote for me. You got to vote for me. That one. From last night. Okay, Timmy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, is this Scott?
This is Scott. Glad to have you on the program.
Hey.
How are you?
This is Kenny, not Tim, but that's all right. Hey, you know, and most of the listeners don't know that I text you probably 2-3 times a day. So it's a rarity that I called you, but I had to let you in on this little laugh that I had the other day. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so we all wear Rush Limbaugh's Betsy Ross shirt. Do you have one?
I don't yet. I want one badly, and every time I hear him talking about it, I think I'm going to order one. But he sold gazillions of them. They've donated tons of money to these great causes because of his fabulous.
Yes, and I got three of them. But so let me set this up. I have wonderful neighbors, and husband and wife. They're both teachers. One's at the college level. One's at the high school or grade school level. We're just politically opposite, you know, so we don't talk politics much just because we're neighbors and we want to keep it that way and we get along just great. So I'm wearing my Betsy Ross T-shirt a couple weeks ago, not knowing that one of my neighbors, the wife, spotted my shirt. No big deal. I wore it. So just the other day, they were over standing in our garage and you could just see she was waiting to say something. Finally, she says, I saw you wearing your Betsy DeVos shirt the other day. And then she kind of rolled her eyes, and I just went, oh, yeah. And then she goes, I saw it said Rush Limbaugh on there. And then she kind of rolled her eyes again, and I kind of chuckled. And then it dawned on me, she said Betsy DeVos, you know, education secretary. That tastes just wild.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, the Amway fortune. The
Oh, yeah. Yes. So I looked, and I go, oh, she's a great American, you know. And she's like, oh, my goodness. And her husband chimes in, and he goes, oh, Betsy Ross, I love her, you know. And she looked at her husband, and then she had dawned on her. She goes, Betsy Ross? And I said, yeah, you know, Betsy Ross, you know, the flag and all that stuff. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I thought you wore a Betsy DeVos shirt from wrestling.
That's too good.
That's a good laugh. But it just shows you, they see what they want to see and read what they want to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her husband chimes in. He goes, it's all in good humor. He goes, ah, typical teacher. She can't read. She doesn't listen. So,
yeah. No.
I just had to leave you with that little gem.
Good one, Kenny. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. To Tioga, we go on. Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, hello, Scott. It's Scott. How are you guys today?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much. Turn your radio down there and we'll be able to chat a little better.
Sorry about that.
So, no problem.
I came across some information that I could not believe. It was unfounded for me anyways. But all this talk about the gun debate and gun control, I did a little bit of research, and what I could find real quick was only as recent as 2015. So in 2015, there was about a little over 36,000 gun deaths in the U.S., which that might be a problem. I mean, compared to 300 million people in the U.S., that's still not that big of a number, you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 2015. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, the gun's a problem. 270 million guns are owned by Americans. So in a country of 300 million people, 270 million, and the number's still that low, you're exactly right. That's what everybody misses.
Yes, sir. But in 2015 as well, would you be willing to take a guess as to how many abortions there were?
Well, yeah, if I do the math on 60 million since 73, tell me.
Well, in 2015, according to the CDC, there were 683,000 abortions. I think we need abortion control.
I think we need to value life. And if we valued life, shootings wouldn't happen, and neither would abortions. And when you don't value life to the tune of the Holocaust that we have in 60 million Americans... you know, literally killed his infants in their mother's womb. Wow. Just you don't do that. You don't do that in a society like we have. You're exactly right, Scott. And I think if you point that out again, people realize, oh, wait a minute. This is, you know, this is not the problem it's being made out to be. I mean, go to the last story. You know, the Betsy Ross flag. You know, the neighbor didn't know it was Betsy Ross. That was Betsy DeVos, right? I mean, you got to point this stuff out to people. So I'm glad you did, Scott. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you
for the call. Yep. And those numbers help put things in perspective. Lee and Benedict wants to weigh in. We're going to put you first in the Talk Radio Town Hall. There is a room full of folks here in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Dunn Brothers Coffee, and I have free copies of my book, Grassroots, While They Last, and a few others as well. I brought some other books from the What's on Your Mind library, so come on by and see us in Devil's Lake.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.